This is our town.
Hi, Paul Barry. Welcome to Everything Limestone Coast, our podcast for today. We're talking sport, a big weekend of sport right over the weekend with football, netball, basketball, you name it, we've got it. Danny Reid will join us from the Mount Gambier Library. A huge month coming up during May, including History Month. We'll find out from Danny what that's all about. And with Anzac Day upon us, time to catch up with Vietnam veteran and Vietnam Veterans Services Advocate Titch Tyson to tell us about some of the services available around the Limestone Coast. Good morning, Titch. Welcome to our podcast.
Thanks, Paul. Same to you and your listeners down there, the southeast. And we were down there last week, actually.
Yeah, and we turned it on for you, hopefully.
Oh, lovely weather. It was absolutely lovely. Yep, great. It was.
Always welcome, of course, Titch. And hey, listen, Anzac Day, again, it's upon us. You know, it's been, 50 years now since the Vietnam War, the last major conflict for Australians in the 20th century, 50 years on. You know, mate, Anzac Day now more important than ever, wouldn't you say, as the generation have gone past, the generation of that era are now well into their 60s and 70s.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's we're the last lot of troops out actually in Vietnam when I was over there, besides the people that stay behind at the embassy. But yeah, you're right. I've just noticed so much now how in our time, of course, it was a celebrated day. But today, these days, it's just amazing, of where services are held here in South Australia. They're all over. Every little town in Adelaide would be celebrating from the First World War and the Boer War and ever since. Those services, the peacekeepers, it's amazing the amount of people that turn out for those dawn services.
Absolutely. And, of course, we've been heavily involved in conflict since then, Titch. There's Afghanistan, of course, Iraq, Timor. I believe your son is serving as well.
Yes, he is. And he's been to all those places several times. He has an infantry soldier and a peacekeeper and a peacemaker. Yes, he is. He does that. And as my grandfather did from Broken Hill, he was a young fellow that joined up, put his age up and went off with the 10th Battalion, served in Belgium and so forth. So most families have got a story. Most Australian families have got a story to tell about that, about their grandparents, their brothers, their sisters, mothers. To remember that in Vietnam we had our nursing sisters with us.
That's true.
And and the Red Cross girls. So it affects every part of the Australian population. It's amazing.
And Titch, you're a senior advocate for Veterans Affairs and Veterans Services. What are some of the services you're advocating for?
Well, we work on the wellbeing side of it, everything. We do help out with non-liability healthcare so that we can get DVA of really working hard, very hard now to get the process of claims done. So what we're in the business of, besides supporting veterans with the services they're entitled to, we are also educating our veterans and the veteran community, not to forget our war widows, and war widowers, on what their entitlements are. So it could be homelessness, it could be mental health issues, seeking assistance with the claims. We do all that. So it's just a matter of doing that. And you've got down there still, Liz, down there in at the RSL there, works with us, of course. Mm-hmm. And people all along the way, the kiosks now are being established in the southeast. So they are, we link in and, it's great networking. Veteran wins every time.
Yeah, well, that's what it's about, isn't it? Networking.
It is.
And networking information. And
yep.
Yes. And I know mental health has been a major issue with veterans in recent times too, Titch.
Yes, it is. And as I said, credit to, kudos to DVA, that the system they've implemented now where a non-liability healthcare claim can be done sometimes over the phone. If you've got a veteran or member of the veteran community suffering, within 24 hours that person can be receiving a white card specific to the condition and can find a doctor that will accept the card, which is in most towns. We can start treatment for them. And I'd like to see more services in the country, more hospitals, etc. But that's in the planning at the moment, people accepting and getting treatment when they need it.
Yeah, it's an ongoing process, of course.
It is.
If people would like to find out more about the services you advocate for, how do they do that, Titch?
We're on Facebook. We're on the web page, and we've got, as I said, Liz Wheeler down in Mount Gambier with her team down there. You can get in contact with them. But as I said, DVA webpage, big organisers, ex-service organisation, RSLs, have got them, Vietnam Veterans Federation. There's a lot of information. But if you're not tech savvy, which is common these days, yeah, drop into the RSL for an interview. Just come in and there'll be someone there that should be able to put you in the right direction and or contact us here. And we can work from here. So, as I said, we've got a brilliant network starting to happen now, which is win-win for veterans.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Titch, how are you going to spend Anzac Day?
Okay, we actually run the service. My RSL here, which is Plimpton Glenelg RSL, runs three services. We run one at the at Glenelg, at Mosley Square. We run one at the RSL, and we run one over at Edwardstown. What I do is I'll go to the dawn service down at Mosley Square, then have a bit of brekkie with a few of the lads and girls down there at the local hotel down there. Then we jump on the tram and we go into our form-up points in town, and I'll do the march. This year, later in the day, I'll meet up with our son and sons, and we'll have a couple of beers together and talk about, you know, the family issues and what we've done and who's where and what's going on in the veteran community.
Absolutely.
Can I just say, would you believe our son is transiting out, and he's off to work for DVA. So DVA are now looking at employing a lot of ex-service people, which is a win-win for us.
Well, they've got the experience and they know what it's all about, Titch. And when it comes to veteran service, so you know what it's all about, Titch. We thank you for your service.
And, thank you.
And we wish you all the best and a lot of fun too on Anzac Day as we remember.
And thank you for your interest in the matter too, which is great. I'm really, really pleased. Thank you.
This is our town.
Around the Limestone Coast to find out what is happening at our wonderful library. Danny Reid joins me this morning. Good morning to you, Danny.
Very good morning to you, Paul.
No doubt you are really busy with a ton of things happening at the library, as always.
Yeah, May is going to be an absolute bumper month here at the Mount Gambier Library because we have History Month. All throughout South Australia for the month of May, we celebrate all things historical with History Month, and we've got an amazing program of events lined up for you. I'll take you through just a couple of them. Mm-hmm. We have got two walking tours throughout the month. These are always super popular, and we love taking locals on these who come back and say, well, I've lived here all my life and I never knew any of those things. Mm-hmm. And we also love taking tourists and exposing them to our beautiful city. There are two walking tours throughout the month of May. Both of them are in and around the CBD, looking at different buildings and parts of nature. And we're talking about the people and the places and things that have made our beautiful city what it is today. They both go for about an hour each. They're completely free and can be booked through the library. We're also welcoming the amazing author Victoria Perman. She is back in the Mount Gambier Library with her new book, The Radio Hour. That's on Wednesday, the 15th of May. If you've seen Victoria before, you know she is an absolute scream. Her stories are incredibly researched. She is the most fascinating and funny person you'll come across. Again, that is free, so we encourage you to book for that one. We also have Ian Lewis. He is a local geologist and he's coming in to do a very special talk all about the caves that are underneath our feet in our backyards here in Mount Gambier. Occasionally they will open up like we had one on Margaret Street.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Danny, I often wonder if the potholes you see popping up every now and again are actually just the start of a giant cave that's just waiting to, you know, fall away. I often wonder about that.
That's a terrifying thought. But if you do wonder those sorts of things, Ian Lewis is going to be your man to come and see. He has got a wealth of knowledge. He specialises in our underground cave systems, and he is coming towards the end of the month as well. And we also then, outside of that, have a huge array of other things happening like we always do. We have our writers group meetings, we have a special Mother's Day craft, and we have national simultaneous story time. But literally, Paul, we have got so much stuff on that I recommend you just coming down to the Mount Gambier Library, grabbing one of our What's On guides, or jumping online to the Mount Gambier website and downloading it that way, because we have just got a chock-a-block month coming up for May.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic, Danny. We've only just scratched the surface there. Heaps of great stuff to look at, and those tours sound fantastic. Danny Reid, thanks for your time as always. Have a great day. We'll catch up again soon.
Great to chat to you, Paul.
This is our town.
It's the Everything Limestone Coast podcast. It's time to talk sport over what was a massive weekend around the Limestone Coast. First up, basketball, Pioneers coach Richard Hill. Richard, how'd it go over the weekend?
Paul, it was pretty good weekend for the club. Couple of wins. Girls had a really good win. We had a good win. But in truth, we didn't play that well, and we come away with a win. So we're just sitting down reviewing that at the moment. Hoping to try and continue to get better, but it was a very good win. So we're 4-1, so we couldn't ask for much more than that.
Yeah, that's okay. As you said, you weren't playing all that well. Any reason why? It just didn't gel on the night.
No, we've sort of been playing patchy, mate. You know, like, it's been some really good and some really bad. We're up and down. We're pretty young and a bit immature sometimes. So, you know, like, I guess trying to find the reasons why sometimes is difficult. Particularly when you win, you can walk away and think, oh, that's good. But, you know, we know the level of the competition. It's not going to let us keep doing that unless we improve.
What about injuries, Hilly?
Titus Robinson's got a bit of an adductor injury, so he'll be a question mark for this week. Fingers crossed with him. He usually bounces back pretty quick, but he is getting a little older. So hopefully we can get over that one.
Wish you all the best, Hilly, as always. Good luck next week. We'll catch up again and find out the latest. Go Pioneers.
Good on you. Thanks, Mike. Cheers.
Richard Hill at Triple M.
This is our town.
Around the Limestone Coast, we're talking KNT football right now. Peter McClellan joins me this morning. Good morning, Peter. How was the action over the weekend?
Well, it was as hot as the football, the weather was. It was fantastic. There was some good football played everywhere.
Fantastic. Any major highlights of the round that spring to mind?
No, things went to sort of plan a bit. Top of the table clash up at Keith there. Keith are way too good for border districts there, so they had a good win. Boardtown travelled down to Lucendale and got the biscuits. Mundulla and Kybe had a great game. Mundulla were behind all day and got up to win by a couple of goals in the last quarter. Narracourt and Panola had a great game, with Panola winning in the end. And Kingston were too good for Padthaway. And young Will Shriver was the player of the round.
And the games to look forward to this round?
Well, you've got to head out to Kybe this Thursday, Anzac Day, Kybe v Narracourt, always a classics match. They don't get on, it'll be on, so get there. And then we get back to Saturday, Border Districts will be versing Lucendale. Then the big match is Bordertown v Mundulla at Bordertown, that'll be huge. Then Panola and Padua will have another great one. And then Keith v Kingston to finish off the round.
Fantastic, Peter. Another big weekend of footy action in the KNT. I look forward to catching up with you another time.
Thank you. Bye.
This is our town.
We're talking Limestone Coast football over the weekend. Scotty Duncan joins me this morning with a wash-up of what happened and who won what. Hey, Scott, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Paul. How are you, mate?
Well, very well. And tell us about the weekend that was.
Yeah, look, it was great to get round one off and started. It was a great start for the league. You know, Casterton hosted Millicent over at Casterton, and that was a good win over there for Millicent. South Gambier and East Gambier played at Blue Lake Sports Park, and there was a very big crowd there. A lot of enthusiasm there, with some young talent on display, and in probably the closest round of the game of the round one, West Gambier and North Gambier, with West able to just sneak home at the end and have a 3-point win. So very close game there, and no doubt everyone was glad that round one got underway.
No doubt, and exciting, and some good footy. I know the North West game would have been particularly enticing too. The crowd would have been right behind that.
Yeah, look, I think you know, West hosted that, their 50th anniversary of leaving Vansettar Park as well. So it was a very big day. I know they had a function on Friday night, and there would have been a large crowd there. Would have been very vocal towards the end. The game was in the balance the whole day, and yeah, it was just great to get round one underway.
And the other games to look forward to.
This coming Thursday, we've got the Anzac Day clash, the traditional clash between North and South. Both coming off, North coming off a close loss and South having a good win. So that'll be a cracker of a game on Thursday. Looks like the weather will be fine. We've got the two sides that lost on Saturday, East Gambier versus Casterton. And again, that'll be a great game for one of those to get off their season off to a good start. And obviously the two winners, Millicent and West Gambier, always have close games. Millicent's first home game. So there's going to be three great games over the course of Thursday and Saturday.
Plenty of action ahead. Can't wait to find out how it all goes over the weekend coming up. And the big Anzac Day clash, we won't miss that. Always a great battle between two great teams. Scotty Duncan, thanks for your time this morning. We'll catch up again soon. Enjoy your week.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul.
Everything Limestone Coast, we're talking everything sport and Mid-South East Football League over the weekend. It was round two, where Robe defeated Glencoe convincingly, 53 points, 116 to 63. Hatherley, 132, defeated Kongerong, 40. Mount Burr, 58, defeating Klangadu, 50. Port Macdonald, a big win over Nangmori, 136, Nangmori, 58. A 78-point win there to Port Macdonald. Mid-South East Netball, Robe, 44, had a tight clash with Glencoe, all tied up at the final whistle, 44 each. Hatherley, 57, defeated Kongerong, 36. Klangadu, 54, defeating Mount Burr, 30. And Port Macdonald, a big win over Nangmori, 50. Port Macdonald, Nangmori could only manage 4. KNT Netball Association, round 2 over the weekend. Keith, 46, defeating Border Districts, 44. Lucendale, 51, defeating Bordertown, 20. Mundala, 63, defeating Kobe Bolo, 30. And Panola, 58, too good for Narracore, 38. And Kingston, 45, defeating Pathway, 44. Limestone Coast Netball, round 1 for this year. Casterton, 23, went down to Middleton, 41. South Gambier, 39, also going down to East Gambier, too strong, 46. And West Gambier, 67, defeating North Gambier, 61 in another tight clash. This has been the Everything Limestone Coast podcast. You and Grant back next Monday.